Chapter 8. The Ghosts of Florence. As Mrs. Honeychurch, Lucy and Cecil sat drinking tea with old Mrs. Butterworth, Lucy thought about how difficult it was to know the future. "How many times did I see myself meeting George again?" she thought. "But never naked and so happy, and saying hello like a bright sun." I decided to nod, because that seemed to be the right thing to do. But the right thing for who? Cecil was bored with Mrs. Butterworth. He did not want to hear about her flowers and how they change their colours. When he was irritated, he always gave long answers when yes or no would be fine. "Lucy," said her mother when they got home, "is anything the matter with Cecil? Is he tired?" The question worried Lucy. Until now, her mother was always nice about Cecil. "Yes, maybe he's tired," she replied. "Because if he isn't," her mother said, taking off her coat, "then I can't understand his bad manners." "Mrs. Butterworth is quite boring." "Cecil thinks she's quite boring, you mean," said Mrs. Honeychurch crossly. "You loved her when you were little. Surely he can be nice for half an hour." "Oh, Mother, I forgot to tell you. I had a letter from Charlotte while I was in London." She was trying to change the conversation, and her mother knew it. "No, nothing seems to please Cecil since he came back from London," Mrs. Honeychurch went on. "Everything irritates him. The way I speak, our furniture, Freddie's singing." As they changed their dresses for dinner, it seemed to Lucy that this trouble was arriving at the very worst time. At that moment, Freddie came running into her bedroom and added to her problems. "The Emersons are wonderful," he said. "Can I invite them to play tennis on Sunday after next?" "Oh, please don't do that, Freddie," cried Lucy. "Everything is too confused at the moment." "Why? What's wrong with it?" He caught her by the arms and started walking up and down the hall with her, irritating Cecil, who was walking through to the bathroom. Then Mrs. Honeychurch put her head through the door. "Did you say you had a letter from Charlotte? Did she say anything about her boiler?"
"Her what?"
"Her boiler in Tunbridge Wells isn't working, so her house is cold and there's no hot water. Maybe we should invite her to stay here until it's working again."
"No, Mother, no," Lucy cried. "It's impossible. Freddie's got his friend Mr. Floyd coming to stay. And there's Cecil. There aren't enough rooms."
"Of course there are enough rooms. Mr. Floyd can sleep in with Freddie. The truth is that you just don't like Charlotte."
"No, I don't. And neither does Cecil. She irritates us."
"I agree," said Cecil, walking back from the bathroom.
Mrs. Honeychurch breathed in slowly and then said, "That isn't very kind of you both. You have your love and all this house and garden and forest to walk in. Charlotte has no water and workmen in her house. You are young, and it doesn't matter how many novels you read, you cannot understand how it feels to grow old."
"I'm sorry, Mother, but it's true. I don't like her," said Lucy.
In her head, the ghosts of Florence were coming back. They were visiting the places where she walked as a child. the forest pool could never be the same again. And on Sunday, the ghosts were coming to Windy Corner. How could she fight against them? Of course, Miss Bartlett said yes. During her visit, Lucy showed good manners to everyone. But at night, she lay in bed, feeling embarrassed and confused. She saw George again on the day of the pool meeting at Mr. Beebe's rectory, and they talked about Italy. His voice touched her deeply, and she wanted to stay near him. How terrible if she really wanted to stay near him. But of course, she told herself it was just her mind playing games because she was confused. I love Cecil, but George makes me nervous, she thought, when she actually felt the opposite. But in the weeks that followed, her walls began to fall as she kept thinking how beautiful George was. A few days later, Miss Bartlett arrived at Windy Corner to find Freddy and his friend Floyd playing tennis. An hour later, Cecil and Lucy came with Minnie Beebe, and the six of them played.
Have you told Cecil about him yet? Asked Miss Bartlett later, when she and Lucy were alone in the garden.
No, I haven't, replied Lucy. I promised you that.
But it will be terrible if Mr. Vice hears it from someone else.
Like who? Said Lucy. George Emerson will not tell him. I saw him at the rectory, and he only talked about Italy, like any other person.
Old Mr. Emerson must know.
I don't care if he does. And if Cecil does hear of it, he'll laugh.
You know best, said Charlotte.
George Emerson lost his head, that's all. I don't think that we should be angry with him. Freddy likes him and has asked him to come here to play tennis on Sunday. George seems older now. Oh, and he works in an office at the railway, not on the trains. His father was a newspaper writer, but doesn't work now because of his legs. So that's your questions answered. Now then, she took Miss Bartlett's arm. Let's not talk about Italy any more. We want you to have a nice, restful visit at Windy Corner with no worrying.